Please remember, never listen to this audio recording while you're operating machinery, driving a car, or engaged in anything that you need your conscious mind for. Now that you're ready to begin, just take a deep breath all the way in. And as you let that breath out, allow your eyes to close down. And allow a nice, deep, and relaxing sleep. Now going deeper and deeper, remembering to take another deep breath all the way in, filling your body full of that clean, fresh air. And letting it go all the way out as you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into that wonderful, relaxing place that we've done before. And remembering how we do this allows you to get more comfortable, more relaxed, letting all the sounds and the thoughts of today and yesterday wash away. That's right, take another deep breath all the way in, filling your body full of that clean, fresh air. And as you let it go, I want you to relax and remember exactly how we do this. Letting yourself go deeper and deeper. And as you hear the sounds around you, remember that they are there to keep you aware that you are always in control, allowing you to rest peacefully, floating freely in your wonderful trance that you're creating. That's right. You'll keep yourself safe, being aware of your surroundings. So don't let the sounds around you disturb you. Allow yourself to go into that wonderful, relaxed state. That's it. One more deep breath all the way in, and all the way out. And just simply let those sounds around you aid to your relaxation and peacefulness as you go deeper and deeper, more relaxed with each and every breath. And now, however you see things in your mind, you picture, you imagine, pretend, or even just think about, find yourself standing on top of a simple staircase. This simple staircase is in the center of your mind. It may be a staircase that you've experienced before, or one that you've just created using your wonderful imagination. Now, there are only 10 steps on this staircase, and we're going to use these steps to go even deeper. Here's how we do that. With each number I say, you feel yourself going down deeper and deeper. You see your feet below you stepping down, taking each and every step with me, taking you deeper and doubling your relaxation with each and every step down as I guide you safely all the way down the stairs. So now that you're ready, let's double the relaxation as we go from 10 to number 9. And doubling this relaxation once again as we go down to number 8. 7, 6, halfway down to number 5. Now, as you've quieted your mind and body, at some point you're going to notice how much quieter this room has actually become. Even though the sounds around you, like the clock or the people outside, maybe even the traffic, are still there, but for some reason, you notice the room is getting even quieter. But the sound of my voice is getting sharper, crisper, cleaner, and easier to follow. These are all good signs that the subconscious mind is working with us to go even deeper as we go to number 4. 3, 2, and letting go of your muscles, letting go of the fists in your hand, and all the things keeping you alert and awake as you go all the way down into deep relaxation, taking the last step with me to number 1. Congratulations, you've made a very important decision. You have decided that becoming a non-smoker is important to you. There is part of you that always wanted to do this. That's what makes right now very, very important time in your life. You have decided to listen to your body, and your body wants you to quit smoking. Your body has always hated it. Smoking has always hurt you because it has been injuring your body since the very first puff. You are now doing something very good and very special for yourself. You see, nicotine is not addictive. If it were, people would be addicted to nicotine all over the place. They'd be addicted to the patch or the nicotine gum. If nicotine was addicting, you know there would be a ton of people out there sticking 6, 7, 8 patches on their arm, chewing the gum, eating the lozenges, and even smoking cigarettes with both hands. You see, if nicotine was addicted, someone would have come to me and wanted hypnosis to quit the gum or patch, and this has never happened. And you know what? It never will. So why do people keep smoking? Well, because it's a habit. But what is a habit? A habit is when you automatically think about doing something. A habit is just something that your body does when it responds to a thought. Well, you don't have to do that anymore. You are free from smoking. You now know that the smoking habit was just a thought, and you realize your thoughts have no power over you. You actually have power over your own thoughts. You realize you have thought about doing thousands of things over the years and then decided not to do them. One good example is that you may have thought about buying something and then decided that the money would be better spent on something else. And you know what? This is also true with cigarettes. You realize that your money is always better spent on something else. In fact, there is always something better to do than smoke. The nicotine in cigarettes is not addicting, but it is a poison. Even a thimbleful would be enough to kill a horse. Fortunately, there's only a small amount of poison in each cigarette, but it's there, and it does build up in your body. Your body does become affected with it, and you become sick. Sometimes it's a major illness like cancer, heart disease, emphysema. You've decided not to let that happen to you. Other times, it's just a cough or bronchitis. But you've also decided not to let that happen to you anymore either. You have decided to become a non-smoker, to let go of the worries and the sicknesses associated with those cigarettes. You are becoming free, so all of the urges are just starting to fade away to nothing. You are now in control. Here's how you take that control. Each and every time that you have a thought or you're offered a cigarette and you say no to that cigarette, you weaken the next thought of that cigarette by half. And when you say no the next time that thought of the cigarette comes around or somebody offers you one, you weaken it in half again. It's like this, half of a half is a quarter. And then when you half that quarter again, it becomes an eighth. And in no time, the thought of that cigarette becomes very, very weak. When you say no to each and every thought and each and every offering of a cigarette, not only do you weaken the thought of that cigarette by half, you also shorten the amount of time that those useless thoughts stay in your head. And in no time at all, the thoughts of cigarettes are so weak, they're just a momentary thought. And when you say no to that weak momentary thought, the thoughts after that last but just a second, with no feeling at all. But not only do you weaken and shorten the thoughts of smoking each and every time you say no to the thought of a cigarette, but you push the next thought of a cigarette twice as far away from you. That's twice as far as the last thought that you just had of a cigarette. In this manner, two times as far. And then the next one pushed out four times as far. And then 8, then 16, then 32, then 64. Your thoughts of cigarettes so far between, you forget about smoking altogether. And you do. You forget about smoking. Remember to forget about smoking, and you will forget to remember about smoking. Remembering to forget about smoking is forgetting to remember that smoking used to be part of your life. You remember to forget about smoking altogether, and that's how you take control, by saying no to each and every thought and each and every offering of a cigarette, weakening, shortening, and just forgetting about smoking altogether. That's how you take control, by saying no to each and every thought and each and every offering of a cigarette. And you are not going to allow yourself to be made sick or inconvenienced by that dirty habit, by that mere thought. But how did that thought get here? You weren't just walking around one day and An idea popped into your head from nowhere. You got the idea from somewhere. You probably saw somebody else smoking. And because they did it, somehow you thought it might be a good idea for you to do it as well. But where did that idea come from? Well, everyone smokes for one reason. You were sold an idea. You smoke because one of the largest and most successful marketing plans in history. It all started a long time ago. By the time our country entered World War II, everybody was so sold on that idea that even the government was buying them to give to our brave men and women who were fighting in the war. Most of those people, who were fortunate enough to come back, came back with that smoking habit. These people became our parents and the people that we looked up to. And they were role models, and because they smoked, you probably smoked as well. It just got handed down from one role model to the next, and now more people are dying of smoking than ever died in that war. You will remember that there's always something better to do than take a poisonous cigarette. That's obvious. Now that you are through with smoking for good, you can fill the time that you used to spend poisoning yourself with cigarettes in any way that you want to. Fill that time up with fun, interesting, and growth experience things. This information is now stored in the conscious and subconscious mind. You no longer accept poisoning yourself for any reason. You turn away from tobacco in every form. You're free. The urge is gone. You are free. You're free to drive to work or home, free from cigarettes. Today is your special day. It could be as important as a birthday or an anniversary. This is the day you finally look back and take control permanently. You're now in control. This is what you've always wanted. This is what you really wanted. You are in control, and you resent the fact that cigarettes have ever controlled you. You feel great knowing that no matter what happens, you're in control because there's always been something better to do than poison yourself with those filthy cigarettes. Smoking is no longer connected to anything in your life. All of those old self-defeating connections are now broken up completely. All of those things you used to do while you were smoking now goes better with health, without the embarrassment, worry, or frustration of cigarettes. Now if you're watching TV, visiting with friends, or simply on the telephone, computer, no matter what you do, even while driving, you enjoy not having to worry about cigarettes. They were dirty, filthy, they made you sick. Now everything goes better with health and confidence that you have as a non-smoker, freeing yourself from the worry and the frustration, free from the embarrassment of smoking. Smoking is simply something that you used to do. You're now free because it's always better to do something without smoking. Somehow you knew that one day you would quit, and congratulations, you did it. Today, for all of the rest of your days, you're free. You have decided to quit for all of your own reasons. You've made a great deal. You've made a great trade. You have traded something that you don't want for something that is absolutely priceless. There's no amount of money that could add one more day, one more hour, or even a minute to your life. Not only have you traded smoking for something precious, more time, a longer life, but you're going to have a higher quality of life. Your new life is filled with more and more energy, more and more self-respect. Your new life is filled with more confidence, more energy. You know what they say, if you don't have your health, you really don't have anything at all. And you've traded something you don't want for something that you do want. More time. More time to fill with anything that you want. And you have better health to enjoy every single moment of it. Smoking is simply something that you used to do. Now there is always, always, always something better to do than smoke. There is no way that you would ever go back to the old ways. Smoking means pain, and you simply have now traded that away. Smoking means great pain, great suffering, and you have traded that away. So now, no matter what happens in your life, you handle it without cigarettes. You simply, stubbornly refuse to smoke. And this is a good kind of stubborn. Be stubborn. Very stubborn. Stubbornly refuse to smoke. No matter what happens, there will always be something better to do than smoking. You will always remember that. That one sentence becomes your statement. There is always something better to do than smoke. Makes you free and keeps you free forever. There is always something better to do than smoke. That means having a drink of water, which is better. Having a piece of gum, which is better. Doing anything as long as it's not illegal, immoral, or fattening is always better than smoking because you're in control. You handle the situations in your life effectively. You are now in control of your body and no longer will you ever put poison in it. You simply turn your back on all that poison. Your body will reward you with great health. Your mind will reward you by thinking more clearly. The smoke is cleared. Emotionally, you will feel better because you are free from the worry and the stress of smoking. Smoking is simply something that you used to do. You have now traded it for something priceless: life, health, self-confidence, and peace of mind. Congratulations, you are now a non-smoker. You are going to be a non-smoker for the rest of your life, and when you are around others that smoke, it will only make you feel proud to know that you are now in control, even though you might feel a little sorry for them. When you're around others that smoke, the fire and the smoke will not affect you in any way at all, because you simply are able to enjoy the company of others without the smoke. And it will always make you feel wonderful on the inside knowing that you are now in control. So from now on, whenever you notice someone smoking in their vehicle, you see a cloud of smoke coming out of their window, you will feel proud to yourself. You get that proud feeling within you because you've earned that pride. You've earned that pride by saying no each and every time you've had a thought and each and every offering of a cigarette. When you notice someone walking down the street and you see a cloud of smoke coming out of their body, you get to feel proud of yourself. You get to feel proud of yourself because you have earned the pride. You've earned the pride by saying no each and every thought that you've had and each and every offering of a cigarette. When you see people stepping outside of a restaurant or a bar in the heat of the summer or the cold of the winter and the rain and the freezing temperatures that we have, you get to feel proud of yourself. You get to feel proud each and every time because you no longer do that. You get to feel proud because you've earned that pride. You've earned the pride by saying no each and every time that thought of a cigarette was offered. And each and every time you said no, you become more prideful. You are free from being kicked around by any cigarette company that doesn't care about you. You're proud to be a non-smoker, and you're going to be a non-smoker for the rest of your healthy life. Repeat this silently to yourself as I say it aloud. Each and every time you say this out loud, in your mind, I want you to say it louder and prouder, doubling the volume in your mind, doubling the pride and the growth within you until you are so full of pride, you're shouting it out in your mind. Now say this to yourself louder and prouder each and every time. I am now a non-smoker. I am going to be a non-smoker for the rest of my life. And now prepare to say it loud with me. And notice how good it feels each and every time you hear your own voice saying it louder and louder. I am now a non-smoker. I am going to be a non-smoker for the rest of my life. I am now a non-smoker. I am going to be a non-smoker for the rest of my life. Say it again. And this time when you say it out loud, feel the determination growing more and more. Hear that determination in your voice, that stubborn determination. I am now a non-smoker. I am going to be a non-smoker for the rest of my life. I am now a non-smoker. I am going to be a non-smoker for the rest of my life. I am now a non-smoker, and I'm going to be a non-smoker for the rest of my life. From this moment on, you are a non-smoker, and you're going to be a non-smoker for the rest of your life. You have never felt better, and you're going to feel better again day after day as your lungs continue to become healthier and healthier because you've gotten rid of all that tobacco poison. You are through with the poison. You are through with the smell. There is a part of you that has always wanted to be free and in control. You've really always hated it because it stinks, it's always made you sick, and it's disgusting. You have made up your mind to refuse to smoke at any time, any place, under any circumstances. when you think about cigarettes, you know that you will never again make that mistake. Never, never again. Now, if for any reason at all in your life you think you might want a cigarette, all you have to do is take a nice deep breath. And as you let it out, say to yourself, there is always something better to do than smoke. And let yourself have that feeling of being in control. Let's do that now. Take a nice deep breath all the way in, and as you let it out, say to yourself, there is always something better to do than smoke. And notice how good it feels to be in control and free of that old useless habit. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I get to 5, it's eyes wide open, feeling more determined than ever to be that non-smoker for the rest of your life. 1, becoming more aware of the light in the room as you come up in your awareness, and aware of the fact that you want to be done with those cigarettes forever. 2, coming further up in awareness now, and aware of the fact that the cigarettes were dirty, they stink, and they make people sick, and you are finally free from them. 3, even more aware now, taking a deep breath of smoke-free air, the way you insist on breathing today and for the rest of your life. 4, and 4 is always about that smile. Smile big, you've done something good for yourself, you're in a positive position in your life, and you feel good about this, so smile big. And 5, eyes wide open, feeling more determined than ever to be a non-smoker for the rest of your life, and noticing the color red all around you. Noticing more red that reminds you that there is always something better to do than smoke. And stretch. Bring that life and that energy right back into your body. Shake off that power nap feeling that you just took, feeling revitalized and energized and ready to feel absolutely fantastic about yourself, being in control, and the decisions that you make each and every moment of your life.